Welcome to the Texas Wine Scene Podcast, the most up-to-date information to help you prepare for your wine tasting weekend. I'm Mike, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, bringing you all the wine happenings in and around the great state of Texas, from the high plains to the hill country. If you love Texas wine, you've come to the right place. Let's take a trip.
Spring is right around the corner, and the wildflowers will be in bloom here in the Texas Hill Country in no time. Join us March 24th through April 18th for the Wine and Wildflower Journey Passport. Ticket holders will receive complimentary tastings at over 45 wineries, exclusive discounts on bottle purchases, and the chance to experience the most beautiful time of year in the Hill Country on this self-guided tour. A portion of the proceeds will go to the Texas Hill Country Association Scholarship Fund, helping students pursue careers in the Texas wine industry. Nothing like supporting a great cause while sipping award-winning wines. Tickets are on sale now at texashillcountrywineries.org.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Texas Wine Scene Podcast. I am your host, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, Mike Cole, bringing you all the wine happenings in and around the great state of Texas. If you are a subscriber to the podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode. And if you are new to the podcast, thank you so much for stopping by to check us out. We are an information-based podcast supporting and sharing wine events, tastings, and industry news from around the great state of Texas. So I hope you enjoyed the content. And if you do, please consider subscribing and sharing the podcast with all your wine-loving friends. It helps to continue to spread the word about the podcast and keeps everyone informed about current wine-related events. Also, please follow me on my socials at Texas Wine Scene on Instagram and Texas Wine Scene on Facebook, where you will see all the posts about upcoming events for the weekend. Now let's get into our Texas Wine Scene news. Tickets for the 2025 Wine and Wildflower Journey Passport event are now on sale. Before you know it, the weather will be warm, the wildflowers will be in bloom, and it will be time for the Wine and Wildflower Journey through the Texas Hill Country. The Texas Hill Country Wineries invite you to join them this spring from March 24th through April 18th in the picturesque Texas Hill Country, sipping and sampling award-winning wines at 45 unique Hill Country wineries. Savor all that Texas wine country has to offer this spring and join them for one day or all 26 days of wine tasting on this self-guided tour. Your ticket purchase includes a complimentary tasting at each of the 45 participating wineries, along with a 15% discount on 3 bottle purchases of their award-winning wines. In support of Texas wine, $5 of each ticket sold from the Wine and Wildflower event goes directly to the Texas Hill Country Wine Industry Scholarship Fund. Over the years, $90,000 has been awarded to over 50 Texas students working towards a degree in viticulture, enology, and hospitality. For passport purchases for this event, visit their website at texashillcountrywineries.org. Tickets are also on sale for the 2025 Frisco Uncorked Food and Wine Tasting event happening on April 26 from 12 to 6 p.m. at the Frisco Square in Frisco, Texas. The 6th annual event will feature hundreds of award-winning wines, delicious local restaurants, craft beer and cocktails, shopping with large variety of local vendors, along with other fun activities including a grape stomping competition. Your ticket purchase includes 20 wine tasting tickets, a signature Frisco uncorked wine glass, and delicious food tastings at 15 different restaurants. or step it up to the VIP pass, which includes 20 wine tasting tickets, a food pass to the best local restaurants in the area, and access to the VIP tent, where you'll enjoy open VIP bars with exclusive wines and beers, delicious appetizers, signature cocktails, and VIP seating. For ticket purchases, visit Frisco Uncorked at Eventbrite.com. Lubbock Uncorked has also announced their event tickets are on sale for Saturday, April 5th at the American Windmill Museum in Lubbock, Texas. Lubbock Uncorked celebrates the culture of grape growing and winemaking in the Lubbock area, as well as from all over the state. This event is a great opportunity to network with winemakers, as well as other businesses and professionals, along with tasting amazing wines, food, and beer while listening to local musicians. For advanced ticket purchases for this event, visit lubbockchamber.com. On a recent social media post, Ready Vineyards in Brownfield, Texas, announced that they have opened a new location in Stonewall, Texas, in the former location of Cicada Cellars. Ready Vineyards is a 100% estate-grown winery, crafting 100% Texas wine for the thriving Texas wine industry. Ready Vineyards is committed to producing wines that reflect the values of sustainability, transparency, and community. So stop by their new location in Stonewall, Texas, and enjoy a glass of their award-winning wine. Fiesta Winery has also announced that they have closed the Marble Falls location and has opened a new location at Arch Ray Resort in Fredericksburg, Texas. Arch Ray Resort is an all-inclusive hill country destination with an award-winning winery, brewery, distillery, and a luxury RV park. The Fiesta Winery owners also own and operate the Arch Ray Winery and Resort. The Texas Wine and Grape Growers Association recently announced its 2025 Industry Excellence Award recipients, and here are the winners. Matt Adams of Leahy Vineyards won the 2025 TV Munson Award. Jason Santani, head winemaker at Llano Estacado Winery, won the 2025 Lewis F. Qualia Award. Denise Clark, director of Texas Fine Wine, a marketing group including Bending Branch Winery, Dukeman Family Winery, Perdinella Cellars, and Spicewood Vineyards, won the 2025 Bunny Becker Woman of the Year Award. Russell Leppard of Leppard Vineyards won the John E. Crosby Award. Mark Hyman of Llano Estacado Winery won the Frank Madla Award. And the entire Come Over October team won the Wine Press Award for 2025. In a recent email blast from Vinovium Winery in Johnson City, owner Daniel Collada announced the hiring of Katie Lockhart as the director of marketing, who he says brings years of experience, a passion for wine, and a level of expertise that's entirely new to Vinovium. Daniel also recruited key brand ambassadors across Texas to support their off-site event initiatives, which he says, quote, has become a major part of what we do. Vinovium had previously announced that they will be moving their location to downtown Johnson City. Starting the first weekend in April, they will be open full-time at their downtown location with a phased-in approach to renovations, with a grand opening set for sometime in October. So be on the lookout for more exciting news and events from Vinovium Winery. And that's your Texas Wine Scene News. Before we get into the wine events for the weekend, let's check the weather. It's going to be a cold one out there this weekend, so make sure you call ahead to some of the events we'll be mentioned here and check to see if they have been canceled or if the wineries are still open. The weather for the weekend in the High Plains wine growing region will have high temperatures of 60 degrees with low temperatures of 22 degrees. The North Texas wine growing region will have high temperatures of 55 degrees with low temperatures of 25 degrees. The West Texas wine growing region will have high temperatures of 68 degrees with low temperatures of 29 degrees. The Texas Hill Country wine growing region will have high temperatures of 69 degrees with low temperatures of 26 degrees. And the Gulf Coast wine growing region will have high temperatures of 59 degrees with low temperatures of 31 degrees. Head on out to Spicewood Vineyards in Spicewood, Texas, for their 17th annual Paired with Claire Chili Cook-Off event on Saturday, February 22nd from 1 to 5 p.m. This is one of the most popular events of the year. There will be tons of chili, good wine, and a great time. Your ticket purchase includes a commemorative 17th annual Paired with Claire wine glass filled with one complimentary glass of wine, more than 20 different chili competitors to sample, a food truck to satisfy the heartier appetites, and live music. So bring your family and friends out to Spicewood Vineyards in Spicewood, Texas, for one of the most deliciously fun events of the year. For more information about this event, visit their website at spicewoodvineyards.com. Take a trip out to LaGrange, Texas, for their LaGrange Uncork Wine Stroll event on Saturday, February 22nd from 3 to 7 p.m. Enjoy a leisurely stroll through downtown LaGrange as local wineries will be ready to serve you a sample of their selection of wines. Once you've found your favorite glass of wine, head on over to the Fayette County Courthouse lawn and sit back, relax, and listen to live music under the oak tree. For ticket purchases for this event, visit LaGrange Uncorked at Eventbrite.com. Join Blue Lotus Winery and Texas Mead Works in High Texas for their Enchanted Village Feast event on Saturday, February 22nd from 6 to 8 p.m. Get into the spirit of the time period as you don your favorite English Lord costume, dance to the tunes of Celtic music, and be entertained by the belly dancers and belly up to eat your fill at this feast that's fit for a king. For more information about this event, visit their website at BlueLotusWinery.com. Are you ready for another interesting food and wine tasting event? Well, you know where to go. Head on out to the Texas Wine Collective in Fredericksburg, Texas, for their Taste of Texas Mac and Cheese Wine Pairing event on Sunday, February 23rd from 1 to 2 p.m. The Texas Wine Collective is home to three renowned Texas wineries, including Brennan Vineyards, Lost Oak Winery, and McPherson Cellars. They'll pair three of the best mac and cheese recipes with six of Texas Wine Collective wines to provide guests with an interesting, unique, and delicious wine tasting experience. There's just something deeply soul-satisfying about digging into a bowl of creamy mac and cheese and delicious Texas wine. For more information about this event, visit their website at TexasWineCollective.com. Head on out to William Chris Vineyards in High Texas and join Wine for the People in the Barrel Room for their La Valentia residency experience on Friday and Saturdays from 10 to 4 p.m. and Sundays from 12 to 4 p.m. in two-hour blocks. Enjoy a curated selection of four limited production La Valentia wines at this one-of-a-kind opportunity to experience the wine thieved directly from the barrel. Each glass tells a story, offering you a deeper understanding of Ray Wilson's winemaking artistry and the unique terroir of Texas. For more information and reservations for this event, visit their website at wineforthepeople.com. How about checking out High Meadow Winery in High Texas for their Chili Karaoke event on February 22nd at 7 p.m. It will be the perfect weather for chili, charity, and karaoke as the evening will be filled with music, fun, and excitement, all while supporting a great cause. You can enter your homemade chili in the Chili Cook-Off, take the stage to perform your favorite song, or dance the night away to the tunes of DJ Serene Rhythms. Whether you're a karaoke pro or just in it for the fun, this event promises a lively atmosphere and plenty of entertainment. All proceeds from the silent auction will go directly to charity, so your participation helps to make a difference. For more information about this event, visit their website at highmetal.com. Join Rustic Spur Vineyards in association with Texas Hill Country Chapter of the Women of Wine Sense for their The Life of the Vine event on February 22nd from 2 to 4 p.m. Guests will have the opportunity to get behind the scenes to look at a small family-owned and run vineyard in Fredericksburg, Texas. You'll learn about pruning while walking through the vineyard with vineyard manager and part owner, Shara Mills, as well as learn about vine training, bud break, and the effect that weather has on harvest. So if you've ever thought about wanting to plant a vineyard or work as a viticulturist, this event is for you. Your ticket purchase includes a tasting of Rusticsburg wines and a charcuterie board. For more information about this event, visit their website at rusticspurvineyards.com. And if you can't get out to an event this weekend, here are a couple events for next weekend. Are you ready for another intriguing murder mystery event? Well, look no further than the winery that does it best. Head on out to Messina Hoff Winery in Bryan, Texas, for the last Roundup Murder Mystery Dinner on Friday, February 28th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. There's a big crowd whooping up in the Dead Man Saloon. The clock on the wall shows high noon, but then again, it always does. At once, word spreads that there's going to be a shootout on Main Street. The crowd rushes outside to watch, but the street is deserted. Suddenly, two shots rang out from behind them, inside the saloon. The sheriff has been shot. So if you want to know who shot the sheriff, then book your reservation for this deliciously fun and mysterious murder mystery event. Don't wait. Tickets for this dinner event will sell out soon. For more information about this event, visit their website at messinahoff.com. Join Dukeman Family Winery in Driftwood, Texas for their Sip and Sow Wine Tasting event on Thursday, February 27th from 4 to 7 p.m. This new event series at Dukeman Family Winery is designed to encourage the creative types to gather, learn from each other, and work on projects individually over a glass of wine and tasty bites from Chef Antonio. You bring your own crafts, neighbors and friends, and Dukeman Family Winery will bring the wine. For more information on this event, visit their website at dukemanwinery.com. Join Salado Winery in Salado, Texas for their Red Wine Sensory and Blending event on Thursday, February 27th from 6 to 8 p.m. During this unique hands-on blending and tasting experience, you'll delve into the world of red wine blending by learning about different grape varieties while creating your very own unique blend. The Salado winemaking team will guide you through the blending process, helping you to understand the art of balancing aromas and flavors that create the perfect glass of red wine. Whether you're a wine aficionado or just curious to learn more, this event promises to awaken your senses and deepen your appreciation for red wine. For more information about this event, visit their website at saladowinery.com. And those are your wine events for the weekend. Stay tuned for your music lineup for the weekend. Up next. Flat Creek Estate Winery in Marble Falls gets the music lineup started for the weekend with Island Mine on stage Saturday, February 22nd from 2 to 6 p.m., followed by Evan Grubbs on stage Sunday, February 23rd from 1 to 5 p.m. Texas Heritage Vineyards in Fredericksburg, Texas will have Brian Maldonado on stage Friday, February 21st from 2 to 4 p.m., followed by Walt Wilkins on stage Sunday, February 23rd from 2 to 4 p.m. as well. Turner Locks Vineyards and Winery in Burnett, Texas will let Garrett Picard assume the musical duties on Saturday, February 22nd from 2 to 5 p.m. The Texas Wine Collective in Fredericksburg, Texas will have Caitlin King on stage Saturday, February 22nd from 1 to 5 p.m. Whistling Duck Winery in Weimar, Texas will have Ben Zunica on stage Saturday, February 22nd from 2 to 5 p.m. Piney Woods Vineyards in Jasper, Texas will let Catherine Lewis play the smooth piano sounds on Friday, February 21st from 2 to 5 p.m. Bernhardt Winery in Plantersville, Texas will have Dave Innes on stage Saturday, February 22nd from 1 to 5 p.m., followed by Bayou Rue on stage Sunday, February 23rd from 3 to 5 p.m. Michael Ross Winery in Fredericksburg will have Steve Gary on stage Saturday, February 22nd from 2 to 5 p.m. Barron's Creek Winery has music planned for multiple locations, starting with Duo Vino on stage Saturday, February 22nd from 12 to 3 p.m., followed by Brian Bertrand at the McKinney location on Saturday, February 22nd from 5:30 to 8 p.m. as well. Ella Reed will take the stage at the Georgetown location on Sunday, February 23rd from 1 to 4 p.m. Blue Ostrich Winery in St. Joe, Texas will have Janice Diane on stage both Saturday and Sunday, February 22nd and 23rd from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. Marker Cellars in Bridgeport, Texas will let Blake Aaron Davis rock the house on Friday, February 21st from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. OG Cellars in Sunset, Texas will have Jessica Herring on stage Saturday, February 22nd from 2 to 5 p.m., followed by Gerald Inglis on stage Sunday, February 23rd from 2 to 5 p.m. as well. Arch Ray Winery in Fredericksburg, Texas will have Hunter Billingsley on stage Friday, February 21st from 4 to 7 p.m., followed by Abe Mack on stage Saturday, February 22nd from 4 to 7 p.m. Well, Fall Creek Vineyards in Driftwood, Texas will have Anthony Bassini on stage Friday, February 21st from 5 to 7 p.m. and on Sunday, February 23rd from 3 to 5 p.m. Fiesta Winery in Fredericksburg, Texas will have Julian Escobedo on stage Saturday, February 22nd from 2:30 to 5:30 p.m. Carter Creek Winery in Johnson City will have Michael Norder Thomas on stage Friday, February 21st from 7 to 9 p.m., followed by Kalani Brent on stage Saturday, February 22nd from 7 to 9 p.m. as well. William Chris Vineyards in High, Texas will let the Flying A's grace the stage on Saturday, February 22nd from 1 to 4 p.m. And Longhorn Cellars in Fredericksburg, Texas will have James Keith on stage Saturday, February 22nd from 12 to 3 p.m. And that's the music lineup for the weekend. Stay tuned for Did You Know? While visiting many wineries, tasting rooms, and events across the state, I often hear various Texas wine enthusiasts speaking confidently about various topics in the Texas wine industry. Topics such as grape varieties, location of vineyards, growing conditions in the state, and so on. I continue to be pleasantly surprised about how knowledgeable and accurate our Texas wine drinkers are based on the generalized stats, figures, and information consistently shared and presented by our Texas wine industry leaders. One topic that most Texas wine enthusiasts seem to have a firm handle on is Pierce's disease. They seem to know its mode of transmission, the insect causing the vine disease, and its visual symptoms in the vineyard. But I rarely hear many conversations about another damaging vine disease that is equally as important to know and understand, which can also wreak havoc in Texas vineyards, and that's cotton root rot. Did you know that cotton root rot is a fungal disease native to Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona? Cotton root rot has been widely recognized as a major limiting factor in grape growing in Texas since the late 1800s, with no fungicide tested to this day that has proven to control the disease, according to James Camus in his fantastic book, growing grapes in Texas. Cotton root rot prefers alkaline soil types, which have a pH typically greater than 7. So areas in East Texas and the Texas High Plains, which generally have acidic soils, tend to fare well against the disease. All other areas in the state are extremely vulnerable to this disease process. Grapevines planted on their own roots here in Texas are the most susceptible to the infection from cotton root rot. In the months of June through September, when the soil gets above 82 degrees Fahrenheit and the air around the leaves of the grapevine, called the canopy, exceeds 104 degrees, tiny structures in the soil called sclerotia germinate and infect the vine, causing the leaves to turn brown, roots to rot, and ultimately kills the vine. Grapevines are not alone in this fight against cotton root rot. Did you also know that apples are among the most susceptible crops to cotton root rot? In fact, in the 1980s, cotton root rot devastated significant acres of apple orchards in the Texas Hill Country. So the next time the conversation comes up about Pierce's disease with your knowledgeable and nerdy wine friends, drop this little nugget of viticultural information and take the conversation to the next level. Well, that would do it for this week's episode. Thank you for joining me. I'm Mike Cole, your Texas wine scene correspondent, and I look forward to seeing you next time on the Texas Wine Scene. For more in-depth information on the wineries mentioned in this episode, visit the Texas Wine Lover website at txwinelover.com or the Texas Wine Lover app. On the site, you can find a vast amount of information about Texas wineries and wine-related businesses. You can also search for information such as maps of Texas wineries, Texas wine trails, 100% Texas wineries, winemaker profiles, and much, much more. So visit their website at txwinelover.com. That's txwinelover.com. Also, please leave me a rating and a review, and please share the podcast with all your wine-loving friends.